You know, I was looking at the numbers for corporate training the other day, and it's actually kind of depressing.
Depressing. That's a strong start for a deep dive.
Yeah.
Usually we ease into it a little more.
No, I'm serious. Think about it. You've got these companies, training providers, home care agencies, huge corporations, and they have technically infinite shelf space. They could put out 1,000 videos a day on TikTok or YouTube if they wanted to. The platforms are built for it. But then you look at their actual process, and it's people
Just people.
typing into a CMS, maybe, fiddling with a video editor for 3 days straight. It feels like trying to fill the Grand Canyon with a teaspoon.
That is the production bottleneck right there.
Yeah.
We've got this exponential demand for content, especially rich stuff like audio and video, but our ability to make it is, well, it's biological, it's linear.
Exactly. And that is where today's deep dive comes in. We're looking at this collision between two pieces of tech that might just, throw that teaspoon away for good. We've got one course, this massive learning management system, an LMS, that's already using AI.
Right.
And we're looking at what happens when you plug it into something called the Auto Content API.
And just to be clear for everyone listening, this isn't just about writing faster. That was sort of the first wave of AI. This is about what the source material we're looking at calls content transformation.
Transformation? That sounds a little philosophical.
It's actually really practical. It's the difference between asking an AI to write me a blog post, which is generation, and giving it a dense 50-page safety manual and saying, turn this into a podcast, a video, and a quiz.
I see. So one course has the knowledge,
And
a
then the
seed.
Exactly. And auto content is the engine that changes the state of that knowledge to something people actually want to consume.
So the mission for today is to explore that synergy. We want to see how auto content can act as this turbocharged engine under the hood of a platform like One Course. But before we get into the fancy API stuff, we should probably understand the baseline. What is One Course actually doing right now?
So One Course is already a really strong player. They've had over 10,000 courses created on their platform. Their model is all about AI drafting.
AI drafting.
Yeah, you give it a topic like, say, fire safety protocols, or you just upload a document. Their AI then drafts the text modules, it creates quizzes, and it picks out some images.
And who's using this?
It's used heavily by training providers, and especially in the home care sector.
Right. And the stats are impressive. They have a 98% completion rate. But here's the catch, and I think this is where that bottleneck you mentioned comes back in. Even if the text is drafted by an AI, it's still, well, it's still text. And let's be honest, who actually reads the text in a compliance course?
Well, exactly. And it's not just about boredom, it's about the logistics of it. The modern learner is fragmented. If you're a home care worker, you are not sitting at a nice mahogany desk with two monitors.
No, you're driving to a patient's house. You're eating a sandwich in your car.
You're trying to fit it in.
You can't read a PDF on your phone while you're driving. I mean, you shouldn't.
Please don't. And that is the mental availability gap. If the LMS only gives you text, you're missing all those windows where the learner is actually free to learn the commute, the lunch break.
Okay, so One Course has the input, the knowledge, but they need a way to transform it into formats that fit into those windows.
That's the challenge.
Okay, let's talk about those formats then. Let's start with the ear. Audio. We've seen all this buzz around things like Google's Notebook LM, where you upload a PDF and two AI hosts just chat about it. It's pretty wild stuff.
It is wild, but it's a consumer tool. It's great if you want to listen to a document.
But you can't build a business on it.
You can't. There's no API. You can't automate it at any kind of scale. And this is where Auto Content positions itself as the Notebook LM API alternative. They want to let a platform like One Course build that exact capability directly into their own software.
Okay, but I have to pause on audio for a second because every time I hear AI voice, my brain still goes to that robotic GPS voice from like 2010.
Turn and lift.
Yes,
Yeah.
that one. If One Course integrates this, are people actually going to listen, or is it just going to sound like a dial-up modem reading a textbook?
It's a fair point. We've all been tortured by bad text-to-speech, but the auto content source material really emphasizes what they call advanced voice engineering.
What does that mean?
They aren't just reading words. The documentation talks about distinct breath patterns, intonation, even hesitation. It's designed to sound like a real conversation, not a readout.
So the AI pauses to think.
And it creates a rhythm, exactly. And the killer feature here is the two-speaker dialogue.
Like what we're doing right now.
Hopefully a bit less chaotic, but yes, the same idea. So imagine our home care worker again. Instead of having to read that safety protocol PDF, The OneCore system just quietly sends that text to the Auto Content API.
Okay.
And what comes back is a 10-minute audio file where a simulated host and an expert are actually discussing the safety protocols. They ask questions, they clarify things.
It changes the entire use case.
It creates the university commutes. That worker can learn the new compliance rules while they're driving to their next job. And because it's a dialogue, questions and answers, the retention is naturally so much higher than a flat monologue.
There's another audio feature in here that I found fascinating, but also maybe a little creepy: voice cloning. The source talks about a CEO paradox.
Ah, yes, the CEO paradox. Everybody in a company wants to hear from the leader, right? They want to know why this new policy matters, straight from the source.
But the CEO has zero time to record introductions for 50 different training modules?
Of course not. So this is where the integration becomes a huge leverage point. Let's say the CEO of a company using one course records their voice just once, just a few minutes. Auto Content creates a clone.
Okay.
Now, every single time a new course launches on one course, the system can generate a personalized intro in the CEO's voice. Hey, team, this new module on cybersecurity is vital because of the recent phishing attacks.
And the CEO never stepped into his studio.
They never even opened the app. But their presence, their authority is felt in every single course. It creates that personal connection without the time cost.
Okay, so that's the ear. Let's talk about the eyes. Visuals. Because this is usually where the budget just explodes. You want a training video? Great. Hire a crew, rent some lights, book a studio, hire an editor. The sources mention a price tag of, what, 3 to 10 grand per project?
And that's being conservative. If you want animation or professional actors, it just goes up from there. It's why most LMS content is just text and maybe a stock photo of people shaking hands.
Right. Video is a luxury.
It is. But Auto Content is pitching this headless production model. And I admit, headless sounds a bit grim, like a horror movie.
Yeah, it does. What does that actually mean here?
It's a software term, not a horror trope. Think of it like a ghost kitchen.
A ghost kitchen?
Yeah. You order a burger on an app, right?
Yeah.
You don't see the chef, you don't see the kitchen, you don't sit at a table. You just put it in an order and the burger shows up at your door.
I see.
Headless video production is the same thing. There is no studio interface. There's no timeline to drag clips onto.
So the one course user, say an HR manager, doesn't ever open a video editor.
Never.
Yeah.
They upload their PDF to one course. One course silently sends that data to the Auto Content API. The API spins up the avatars, syncs the lips, burns in the subtitles, picks the background, renders the file. And 5 minutes later, the video just appears in the course module.
That is, wow. That is significantly more efficient. But what kind of video are we talking about here? Is it just a talking head on a screen?
Well, they have two main endpoints that are tailored for this. First, vertical shorts. We know the TikTok and Reels format just dominates attention.
Mm.
One course could use the Auto Content Video Create Shorts endpoint. It takes the summary of a lesson and generates a 9.16 vertical video. Perfect for a quick refresher.
Like top three things to remember about patient lifting, something like that.
Exactly. Boom, 60 seconds, watch it on your phone. Then for deeper concepts, like explaining how a complex machine works, there's the explainer video endpoint.
Okay.
That's your more traditional horizontal video, 60 to 90 seconds, with an AI avatar guiding you through it.
And they're really claiming they can do this for pennies on the dollar.
The source says about 400 credits for a vertical short. That's roughly €4.
So we are going from a $3,000 operational expense to a €4 API call. That's not just an improvement. That's a deflationary event for the entire video industry.
It effectively turns every single one course user into a multimedia production studio, but they don't have to hire a single producer. The friction of creation is just gone.
Okay, I want to be deeply skeptical here for a minute, though. We've talked about format audio, video, great. It's cheap, it's fast.
Right.
But we're talking about corporate training, compliance, legal stuff. If I ask a standard AI to write a safety manual, it might just hallucinate a fire extinguisher that doesn't exist. Or cite a law that was repealed in 1990.
That is the absolute nightmare scenario. Hallucination is the single biggest barrier to AI adoption in serious enterprise settings. For a platform like OneCourse, close enough is not good enough.
No, you can't have an AI teaching incorrect medical procedures.
Exactly. So this is a critical distinction in what Auto Content does. They have a deep research endpoint. This is not just a text generator.
Okay, how's it different?
When OneCourse triggers this, the API doesn't just guess the next word based on its training data. It uses autonomous agents to browse the live web.
It's actually reading current sources,
yeah.
Like right now.
Yes. It's hitting SEC filings. It's looking at the Financial Times. It's checking government safety protocols. It cross-references claims before it writes a single sentence. And it outputs structured data with citations.
So it's fact-checking itself in real time.
Precisely. Which means if one course integrates this, they aren't just offering AI-drafted courses, they're offering fact-checked, research-backed courses.
And this unlocks a feature I saw in the notes called recurring research. Now, this one kind of blew my mind a little bit. Can you walk me through that?
Okay, so imagine you build a course on your platform called Competitor Analysis or Market Trends. Usually that course is obsolete the day you publish it.
Of course, we call that course rot. You look at it 6 months later and it refers to a company that doesn't even exist anymore.
Exactly. But with recurring research, one course could set a schedule. Say, every Monday morning, the API automatically scans the web for new competitor moves, regulatory changes, market shifts, and it synthesizes the findings.
And then what? It just emails you a report.
It could. But theoretically, it could auto-update the actual course content. Or, even better, it could generate a new weekly market update podcast episode using the audio tools we talked about earlier.
Wait a second. So the course maintains itself.
The course lives. You're not buying a static snapshot of knowledge anymore. You're subscribing to a live stream of intelligence.
That is wild. It completely changes the value proposition of an LMS. It goes from being a repository of old documents to a live intelligence platform.
And that's where the real value is. In a world where information changes this fast, static courses are a liability. Dynamic courses are an asset.
Let's move to assessment. We've got the content, we've got the research. What about checking if anyone actually learned anything? One course already does quizzes, right?
They do, but AutoContent reinforces it. They have a specific endpoint just for generating interactive quizzes from source material. So you get this perfect, seamless loop.
A loop.
The API reads the PDF, creates the video to teach it, creates the audio for the commute, and then it creates the quiz to assess
it.
It's the full pedagogical circle, and the user never has to switch tools.
But the real heavy hitter in this section, for me, is translation. I know one course is used worldwide, and AutoContent supports over 50 languages, but translation is usually just a complete nightmare.
Oh, it is. If you want to take your training program from the U.S. to Japan, the old way is hire a translator for the text, then hire a voice actor for the audio, maybe reshoot the video or at least re-edit it with subtitles. It's expensive, slow, and a coordination headache.
And with this API integration?
The workflow is basically instant. A corporate training program created in English on one course gets sent to the API. It's transcribed, translated, and this is the crucial part, resynthesized.
Resynthesized.
Meaning you get Japanese audio generated directly from the translated text. You get Japanese subtitles burned right into the video. Automatically.
So the translation labor isn't just about text, it's full multimedia localization.
Exactly. And think about the impact on the total addressable market, the TAM. A training provider in Ohio using one course can suddenly sell their safety course to companies in Germany, Spain, and Brazil without hiring a single local team.
They can 5x their customer base overnight.
It's the democratization of being a multinational corporation.
Yeah.
You don't need a local office anymore, you just need the API. It removes language as a barrier to entry.
I want to get technical for a minute. Put my CFO hat on and my CTO hat if I can wear two at once.
That's a bold look.
Thank you. So if one course is this big, successful platform, why don't they just build their own video engine? Why rely on an API? Why not just hire a bunch of AI engineers and build one course video?
It's the classic build versus buy dilemma.
Yeah.
But in this case, the build side is incredibly steep. Building a video rendering engine that handles lip syncing, 50 languages, voice cloning, and deep research. That is a massive engineering trench.
You need a whole separate company almost.
You'd need a dedicated team of 20 top-tier AI engineers and probably 2 years. It's a huge distraction from their cool business, which is the management of learning.
The LMS part.
Exactly. Tracking users, certifications, compliance. By using an API-first architecture, which AutoContent provides, they can integrate all this multimedia power in a few weeks with just a couple of developers.
And the integration itself is pretty standard for the developers listening.
Oh, yeah. It's standard REST protocols. It supports webhooks, which is really important for those longer video renders so the system doesn't time out. And it even integrates with no-code tools like Make.com or Zapier.
So their engineers don't have to reinvent the wheel. They just plug it in.
It's designed to be totally invisible. The end user has no idea AutoContent even exists. They just think one course is magic.
And let's just hammer home the cost one more time. We mentioned video was cheap. What about the rest?
The economic argument is just undeniable. generating a podcast episode costs 10 credits. That's about 10 euro cents. Compare that to booking a studio. You can't even buy a gumball for 10 cents anymore.
That's true.
And because the cost is so low, it shifts content production from a high OPEX and operating expense where you're paying salaries and freelancer fees to a low, predictable tech investment.
Which would let one course offer premium multimedia features at an incredibly low margin cost.
They could essentially include an audio version of every course for free as a feature. It costs them pennies to generate. But the perceived value to the user, the ability to learn on their commute, is huge.
So bringing it all together, we've looked at the pieces. What's the big picture summary here?
The summary is that an API like AutoContent acts as a content-led growth engine for a platform like OneCourse. It just completely removes the friction from creating engaging multimodal learning. It solves that production bottleneck we started with.
It's a huge shift from manual creation to automated transformation. OneCourse provides the seed, the topic, or the document, and AutoContent grows the entire tree.
The video, the audio, the quizzes, the research.
And it does it at a scale and a speed that human teams just cannot match. It's not about replacing creativity. It's about scaling the distribution of knowledge. It's making sure that if you have important information, the format is never the reason someone doesn't learn it.
Exactly.
So here's where I want to leave everyone. This is something to really chew on. We talked about that recurring research feature. If one course can use this API to automatically generate courses that update themselves based on live web research, and then convert those updates into podcasts for your commute, are we approaching a future where the teacher isn't a person or even a static curriculum?
Go on.
What if the teacher is just a set of agents, agents that learn about the world in real time every single morning and then teach it to you in whatever format you prefer while you drive to work? What happens when the curriculum evolves faster than a human's ability to approve it?
That is the ultimate question. When the feedback loop of learning becomes faster than human oversight, we enter a very strange and maybe very efficient new world.
A world we'll have to keep diving into. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive.
See you next time.